Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The pitch to Cam Smith, hit high in the air, deep left field. This ball is going to leave the yard. And the 3-2. Fly ball, deep left field. Trouble all the way back and long gone.
When you saw the Cubs were coming to town at the beginning of the season, was that something that you were looking forward to, or was your impression?
Yeah, no, I was excited about that. Part of me kind of wanted to go to Wrigley Field to see how it was to play in there for once. But, you know, I'll get to do that next year.
Former Cubs prospect, now right fielder, starting every day for the Astros, Cam Smith, against his old organization. You know, just a couple of home runs, including a huge three-run shot that proved to be the difference in Friday's series opener. Cam Smith finished 4-for-10 in the series with a couple of walks, 5 runs driven in, scored 3 runs. Looking like a major leaguer. He's already at 2.3 on the old war machine through 70 games as an Astro. OPS of 776. He's batting 276. His on-base is 350. He's slugging 427. He's an OPS plus of 118. And Cam Smith, one of the big reasons why Kyle Tucker is now a Cub, as the deal was authored by Jed Hoyer in the offseason, and Kyle Tucker's been transformative, turning that lineup around. But you wonder if Kyle Tucker's not a Cub past this season. Man, it's going to be hard to watch Cam Smith hitting home run after home run after home run as the Astros take 2 out of 3. We continue the conversation. You can join us via text or by phone call, 312-644-6767, right here on Rahimi and Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla. Let's pick up where we left off.
Let's do
it. Okay, so the Astros, right, leading the American League West. And you can say that the teams in the West are not as good as the teams in the Central, but I think a lot of them are comparable, whether it's the Rangers, the Mariners, obviously at the bottom of the Oakland Athletics. That's a different thing. But hey, we have the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Gotta have that team. Everybody gets that team.
Right.
You got somebody gonna be there to soak up some wins against. Yes.
And the Angels without Ron Washington for the rest of the season. We'll see how that works out as their manager. But the bullpen's not that far apart. I think the starting pitching, when you can't depend on people and you understand that they're not even at full strength, and the fact that the Cubs have such issues with left-handed starting pitching, I think anybody that throws them left-handed starting pitching, they're at a serious disadvantage, or at least have been, let's say, in the month of June, because guys have been running all over them as long as they're not terrible and they're left-handed starters. And so that's the reason why I think the Cubs have a better offense than the Astros, but there's a way to shut down that offense. Throw a left-handed starting pitcher. I think that's why I think the difference is. And that's also why I think the Astros are better built for the playoffs.
I do think that, I mean, I can't argue that they're top. Well, look, Hunter Brown is the best pitcher on either starting staff. I would
better
would
than
we,
Shota?
I think so.
Okay.
I'd rather have, and not by a lot. Like, I think Shota is really good. So you have Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez. So that's their top two, I would say. And I'm keeping in mind what you're saying about the lefties. I'm just comparing these two staffs. Valdez is probably comparable to both Imanaga and Matthew Boyd. So they're pretty top heavy, and that's pretty handy to have in the postseason if that's the conversation that we're having. But I think my point is that the Cubs have two guys who I would put in there right this second, and that's Shota Imanaga and Matthew Boyd in the playoffs. Now, Kate Horton, we were pretty excited about him last week. I think somebody asked the question at some point in time, would you be confident to have this man, Kate Horton, pitching in a big game right now and taking away like the innings and the fatigue that he might have? I was like, yeah, I'm ready for it. And then he got punched, basically, in the gut. But while I would say that the Astros, just because of those two top guys, that might be the difference in the starting staff, the Cubs just aren't that far behind in that category from the Astros. So while I'm not going to put up a big fight that the Astros could be better than the Cubs and better suited for the playoffs, Cubs aren't that far behind the Astros, if they are. And I'd be curious as to what our listeners think at 312-644-6767.
Okay. Okay.
Text lines are open.
Yeah, text lines
are
open.
So it's well laid out.
We have 7-7-3. Cubs got Edge, managerial, and 1-9. Astros better pin and starters. It's a pick 'em.
Ooh. He says that the Cubs have the better manager?
Yeah.
I think Joe Espada's a pretty good manager.
Joe Espada, he's had over like 60 different lineup combinations to kind of weather this storm without Jordan Alvarez. And he seems to be getting some offense.
He has been. He's done a good job of man. This team was not expected to be what they are at this point right now, taking into account Alvarez being out and everything that is the Astros losing Kyle Tucker, for instance.
For a team to be able to take a guy like Cam Smith, who was a prospect, who might be at AA or maybe AAA for the Cubs this season, and put them in right field, and then eventually you say, you're going to bat cleanup. That seems like you know what you're doing. You're pushing the right buttons.
Hey, it's a hell of an organization. It really is.
The Astros, in their last 11 series, 9-0-2. That's 9 wins, no losses, and 2 splits. I think we have to acknowledge that they're figuring some things out in Houston.
And that they do every year.
And Isaac Paredes, that's the thing. It's not a Johnny-come-lately situation.
Yeah. They know what they're doing in that organization, and there's a lot of hate for that organization, but it's time to admit that they know how. They're one of those teams, man. They're one of those teams in baseball that you can never, ever count out to be great.
I'll leave it like this when we're talking, you know, here on Raheemy and Harris. Layla's got the day off. She will be back tomorrow. Mark Grody in.
Shout out, Lails.
Yeah, shout out to Lails. Listen, Alex Bregman and Kyle Tucker left, and they're still right there, ready to go to the playoffs. With a nice lead in the American League Central, a much bigger lead than the Cubs have, the American League West, a much bigger lead than the Cubs have in the National League Central.
No doubt. So, I think Craig Counsell's a good manager, but I wouldn't be so confident that Espada is the lesser of the two. If we're just looking at this season and yesterday's game for that matter, Espada knew it was time to put Abreu in the game.
It's so interesting. 574 on the text line. They evaluate talent better than the Cubs. The Cubs wanted Shaw. They should have kept Smith. That's debatable, obviously.
Good one.
630. Like the Cubs have a better manager than the Astros? Who you crapping?
Yeah.
So there's some dissension in the ranks.
I hear you.
In the fan base.
I mean, there should be. Those
are
two
crapping?
Really. Yeah. Bears. Those are two really good managers, man. I'd like to do a managerial ranking. Now that we're really into Craig Counsell's tenure as the Cubs manager, at some point in time, we're going to have
an honest conversation
about Craig Counsell and relative to, like, where does he rank in terms of managers in baseball? Like, I'd have to do the dive on that. I think we should do that.
Well, I know he's at the top, if not close to the top, as far as salary goes.
Well, yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. We are well into the rich tenure of Craig Counsell, of whom much is expected, more is expected of this guy. Well, I was going to say, than just about any other manager, but Joe Maddon had a very similar circumstance.
For as much criticism as we have given him for his extended use of starters in certain situations, like get that hook and him out of there.
And the one-word answer is the Spiegel.
Well, that Spiegel earned some of those, let's be honest. Matt knows it's coming.
No. He got the double no.
He did get the double no. I like how Lawrence just lets Spiegel just go after it and just, I want to see what happens.
Hey, that's being a good partner, man. I mean, hey, Lawrence doesn't have to come to Spiegel's rescue. Spiegel's a big boy.
He is a big boy.
He can take care of that.
He can handle it. He can handle it. He can handle it.
The greatest no since Steve Stone. No.
So looking at that, I mean, we have to also acknowledge that Craig Counsell has done an amazing job with this bullpen. An amazing guys that at the beginning of the season were not on major league rosters, and yet they are producing, as you mentioned, Mark.
Isn't that every bullpen every year? And sometimes you get lucky and sometimes you don't.
Well, Josh Hader's out here getting lucky every year then.
Yeah, that's true. That's a legit guy.
So I have a question for you guys. When you think of a good manager, what does that good manager do? And then we can do a checklist and see if Counsell checks those boxes.
That's a great question. You know, my number one thing is put players in the right position to succeed when they are struggling. So what does Craig Counsell do with a position player, with a pitcher, with a bullpen, whatever? What does he do with guys when they are struggling? Because one thing that drives me crazy is when people defend managers and they say, well, Craig Counsell can't go out there and bat third. Well, Craig Counsell can't go out there and pitch. Well, he can't go out. No, but it is your job to go out there and make players better and put them in the right positions to succeed. So that's the number one thing that I look into as far as a manager. What does he do with players when they struggle? How does he make them better?
So are we saying Craig Counsell makes them better when they struggle?
No. He just asked what the criteria were, right? Okay. Right, Robbie?
Situational bullpen. Bullpen is, okay. is big.
That's a great one.
Especially with the bullpen rules where you have to, you know, face three guys or get to the end of the inning.
Yeah.
You've got to really pick your spots and know what the counter adjustment is going to be by the opposing manager.
And he didn't have that last year, Counsell. He's gotten better at it this year, and I think that that comes from the talent that he has in the bullpen. And I guess I will answer my question. Yeah, I mean, I guess Craig Counsell has been pretty good with players this year when they have struggled. Dansby Swanson, when he was struggling, and they put him down towards the bottom of the order, and he just absolutely starts raking. I think the way that he's handled PCA, quite frankly, since he got here, and I'm sure that Craig Counsell was in on the conversations to have him sent back down. Like, I can't use this guy right now. We got to send him back down. He needs more seasoning. So I will say that, yeah, Craig, by that criterion, he's done pretty good.
Much quicker hook for the relief pitchers as far as being on the major league roster than he has had for the pitchers when they're on the mound as far as starters go.
Well,
so far for Craig Counsell.
I didn't like yesterday's managing.
312-644-6767. You can text us, you can call us. Love the texts that are coming in right now. A lot of differing opinions also on the phone line right now. Let's go out to Derek in Wisconsin. Derek, what's up? You're on Raheem Ian Harris. Mark Grody in on the score.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I would say Craig Counsell is a good manager, but I think, you know, when I look up to the Brewers and I see how they've done with a $104 million payroll now that Counsell's gone, they didn't lose a step by losing Craig Counsell. And that kind of tells me all I need to know. I mean, he's a good, but I don't know that he's as impactful as maybe people thought he might be.
So we're talking about wins above replacement for a manager when you're talking about Craig Counsell versus maybe Pat Murphy in Milwaukee.
Hey, look, I understand where the fan is coming from. The Cubs, when they did what they did, when they said, yeah, look, we love you, David Ross, but not that much because we got somebody better. The Cubs organization told you that they think managers are important and that you win because of good managers, that they did what they did, getting rid of David Ross, paid Craig Counsell what they paid him. They're telling you the manager makes a difference. So anybody that is critical of Craig Counsell at that level, I get it. That's what the target is.
Was it painful for you to see Cam Smith do what he did in the first two games of that series?
Painful is not the right word. It didn't feel pain, but I was like, of course he's going to hit these home runs in this.
The three-run bomb Friday was, whew.
I mean, it was like, okay. I was like, okay, this is a little bit too much. This is a little bit too good to be true. So it wasn't painful because I don't look back on the trade and say, I mean, ever since we've gotten to see Kyle Tucker, like that, I don't have remorse. And there, you know, down the road, there could be remorse if things don't go well. But no, I wasn't like, okay, this is terrible. I was like, of course this happens.
6-3 on the text line. The problem with the Cubs lineup against lefties is not because Shaw and PCA can't hit against them, but the fact that Happ, Swanson, and Shaw also can't hit them, and they should be able to hit against them better than the righties. Okay, listen. We've talked about Dansby Swanson and his position in the order and, you know, going back to what you said about Craig Counsell, putting guys in position to succeed when they're struggling.
Uh-huh.
And then also Shaw. I think Craig Counsell isn't out here actively losing anyone any games, but is he doing the most he can with that lineup? You know where I feel about the lineup specifically and the Dansby Swanson, move him down, move Nico Hoerner up.
Shaw question is a
and Horner's
great
flashing
question.
Power now.
What are we doing with Shaw? Really, for real? Like, are they just going to let this go and say we got enough here? We're going to let this develop. We're going to let there be growing pains with Shaw, or do you have to send him down again? Like, what's
whoa,
the?
Whoa! I'm not there. There's other guys on the roster that I would have off the roster before Matt Shaw.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, the direction in which it's trending, like, I'm asking you, do you just let Shaw play through it the way like any other play? Oh, PCA was 0 for 11. Do you just let him go through his struggles? He's had his struggles. They sent him back down. Or do you keep that option open for him?
I would leave him in the 9-hole for now.
Okay.
The trade deadline will determine what happens, who becomes available. Maybe you can upgrade at third base if at all possible. I was looking at Eugenio Suarez, right?
Love Eugenio Suarez if he was on the Cubs.
20-plus bombs, but he doesn't hit lefties well. That's the irony
of it. Oh, no, not another one.
He's a right-handed bat who's not hitting lefties well, so there's that.